Along with the money, the bill has a Texas-only provision on how the state can spend it. In a statement released yesterday, Governor Rick Perry said, quote, "Texas will not surrender to Washington's one-size-fits-all deficit spending mindset, and that the state will not go down without a fight." That hints at possible legal action. Austin Congressman Democrat Lloyd Doggett added the amendment. He says it does not damage the state's ability to govern.
It does not prevent the state from some cut to education aid from the state in the future. All that it seeks to do is to limit the state from singling out our schools and penalizing them by reducing state assistance by the same level that they receive this new federal aid.
Doggett added the amendment because that's what Texas did in 2009 with about $3 billion in stimulus money. Instead of the money increasing the state's education budget, it replaced a $3 billion hole state budget writers created by moving education money to other parts of the budget. While controversial, the maneuver was approved by the U.S. Secretary of Education. The more serious concern for the state's public schools is how all this political and legal wrangling could affect the money coming to Texas, because the state still needs to apply for the grant. Texas Education Agency spokesperson Debbie Radcliffe.
Well, it definitely complicates the situation, and frankly, we haven't decided if we'll wait for that to get cleared up first before we proceed, or if we'll start working on the application to have it ready in case we get the green light, because it's a very short window of opportunity to apply.
U.S. Secretary of Education Ari Duncan is holding a teleconference with state commissioners of education later today to answer questions about what states have to do to get the money. For now, Governor Perry is standing by his statement, vowing a fight. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.